artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. This article discusses how the perception of time changes with age, and how emotions may speed up or slow down our perception of time.
Neurophysiologists have developed recent conceptualizations of temporal processing, which suggest that viewing time perception is influenced by emotional influences, cognition and self and body processes. Investigated researchers have integrated empirical findings to uncover how time changes with age and to explain why emotions seem to affect our perception of time. The notion that time can slow down or speed up depending on the emotional state has been studied in recent years. Researchers found that different emotional states can affect the perception of time by speeding up or slowing down our internal clock. It appears that negative emotions, such as fear or sadness, slow our perception of time while positive emotions speed it up. This suggests that emotions may play an important role in temporal processing. Perception of time refers to the way in which time is experienced or perceived by an individual. A person's subjective experience of the perceived duration of an event can be influenced by various factors, such as attention, memory, and emotions. Therefore, the perception of time is not just about measuring the passing of seconds or minutes, but also about how people feel those minutes passing. The study of perception of time serves to understand how we perceive and make sense of unfolding events in our environment. It falls within the field of psychology and neuroscience cognitive psychology, where researchers study how people attend to and remember events over short periods of time. In this field, research has found that someone's own perception plays a significant role in determining their experience with a sense of passing time. Perception of time involves how we perceive and measure time, as well as how we experience our own internal clocks. It is believed that because of the individual nature of time perception, it has been suggested that time can bend to our powers of perception. Modern experimental psychology is being used to further study this concept, especially how our brains perceive and measure time differently than what is objectively measured by a watch or calendar. Time perception is an important field within psychology and neuroscience as it connects an individual's ability to process information with their experience of passing time. This field has studied how change in observers can affect the perception of passing time. For example, when people are engaged in interesting activities, they tend to perceive less passage of time than if they were bored or anxious. Also, illusions have been studied which demonstrate the subjective nature of our experience with passing time. Our perception of time is affected by our memories, sensory expectations, and ability to connect memories. For example, an auditory event may appear to last longer than a visual event due to our senses being more attuned to hearing. This has shaped our consciousness and our very sense of time, allowing us to experience time durations differently for different individuals. We may underestimate or overestimate the duration of an event or experience. This is because the world lacks a sensory representation of time as we perceive it. Children, in particular, can often have difficulty connecting with the concept of passing time and its perceived duration. Thus, we are able to experience dilated perception based on our senses and expectations, which ultimately affects how we perceive the world around us. Our ability to process temporal information has shaped how we experience life and the passing of time. This collective understanding has been passed down through generations in order to better understand our environment. Time management has become a popular topic due to the ever-increasing speed of life, and the ability to successfully judge a time period as an important skill. Predictions of how long certain activities or tasks will take are commonly used in studies that require people to estimate how long certain activities take, or how much time they have before future events occur. Time perception is a field of study that looks at how people judge time intervals, and attempts to gain more insights on whether the specious present refers to an experience that lasts for a lot of time or a brief moment. This suggests our brief review of the perception of time, in which we'll discuss how we compress our perception, what various factors influence it, and what object, namely duration, this way has on individual differences when trying to
remember an event over a period of time. To set up an experiment, researchers have asked participants to estimate the duration of various tasks. This can be done in different ways, such as asking participants to estimate the amount of time they have before future events occur or by having them remember events over a period of time and judge their duration. Measuring subjective distortions in time perception can also be done by using different sensory modalities and emotions. One study used tactile interoceptive stimulations to study emotions, while another used the IBS to evaluate how subjects process salient stimuli. Another way of measuring time perception is through the use of audio and video recordings, which can provide insight into the subject's ability to perceive time accurately. It has been found that connected underestimations occur when different psychological conditions are present or when different unrelated perceptive systems are at work. Additionally, diminished processing ability has been observed in some studies, requiring control procedures to ensure accuracy. The impact of endogenous time perception has been evaluated in a variety of ways, including the effects of distraction, stimulant medication, and meth dependence. Studies have tested the relationship between time perception alteration and temporal durations in ADHD and meth-dependent populations. Time estimation and duration distraction have been tested to observe significant differences in reproductions of interval durations from first to last stimuli, with children being more affected than adults. Thus far, the results from these studies suggest that there is a tested relationship between time perception alteration and temporal durations in ADHD, meth dependence, and children. The perception of time is an overwhelming concept for your brain to comprehend. It seems that when time is slowed, your brain perceives it differently and takes longer to process it. This funny thing is that when you are in a period of a slower perceived time, your mind notices little detail that would otherwise be missed. The best way to manage this altered perception of time is by acknowledging the fact that our brains do not always perceive periods of time accurately. Time influences our productivity and emotions, as well as our original intuition. William James suggested that the duration of a specious present, or the amount of time in which we perceive its content, is relatively fixed. We can reevaluate our relationship with time by understanding that certain durations appear to be longer or shorter than they actually are. We often spend our days thinking about how long a few seconds will take when it's the same work we would need to do if that was 1 minute instead. This is all for today, guys. My name is Levi and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.